Okay, we're a go.
I'm absolutely delighted to have on the line with me today, Joel Combe. Hello, Joel Combe, are you there?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Yeah, excellent, excellent. I'm actually really excited to talk to you because I haven't spoken to you for quite a long time, kind of voice to voice, and we always kind of have quite a laugh and quite a bit of fun together, so I'm hoping that this call will be the same in that way, but also, you know, we'll get a lot of really cool information.
You're putting the pressure on me. You're putting the pressure on. Do I have to make you laugh?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm in quite a good mood, actually. I don't know why. I came home from work especially to see my kids, and my daughter was just in such a cranky mood. She really was. She was so unhappy to see me that it really upset me, actually, because she was just so tired. She didn't sleep this afternoon, but I'm still in a pretty good mood. Okay, I'm just going to start off with a few questions which I want to ask you, so I'm sure a lot of the people listening to this will want to know as well.
Okay.
And I know we're not necessarily talking about AdSense, but I really want to know, you know, about AdSense. Are you still successful with AdSense? Are you still doing it? Because you've been a bit kind of quiet in that way and gone on to other things. So I just want to kind of where you stand with that.
Well, I'm always doing other things, Ben. I mean, there's whether you see it or not, we're always we have our hands in multiple projects and multiple streams of income. And yes, AdSense is still creating a very generous passive income for us, and a lot of people still learning how to do it and sending me testimonials telling me that they're making money. So, you know, Google is alive and well and sending out big checks.
Right. I mean, you got me started and a lot of other people started or improved with AdSense. So, you know, you're the man as far as that goes. I was just wondering whether you were still in there or you've moved on to other things. But it sounds quite obvious that you are still doing that, just not necessarily being as loud about it at the moment. I've also noticed your iPod application. I think it's called the Farting Machine or something like that. Can you just give us the story about that? Because it sounds really interesting and something, you know, very different from what we're used to seeing in our industry.
Well, you know, when I'm a huge iPhone fan, and so are my coworkers. And when Apple announced that they were making the software development kit available for applications, we jumped on it right away. And we've actually built 5 different applications and have many more on the way. iFart was our second or third. And it was just, you know, a bunch of guys sitting in a room. We thought it would be funny to create a farting machine and do it with style and with some unique features and back it up with a killer marketing plan. And that was very effective. We were number one in the iTunes store for 22 days and have sold a ridiculous number of iFarts.
It's quite amazing, really, because you made proper money from creating a farting machine for iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, that's a mad story. Definitely been your life stories book, I would have thought.
Yeah, just another chapter in the book.
the last question before we do move on really is, you know, what's with the beard or the lack of it? It keeps coming on or off. I know probably everyone's asking you, but can you just update us on that as well?
Oh, it's been off for over a year, and there's no sign of it coming back. If you're seeing any photos with the goatee, then that was previous razor. So it's gone. Everybody says that they like it, to being able to see my face more. My wife likes it, and that's all that really matters to me.
Well, I find you much more attractive with it, without it as well. So, you know, if that counts for you, then there we go.
Well,
go on.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there was any doubt, your endorsement puts me over the edge.
You have my testimonial. I was actually speaking with Mark Ling this morning on a call. Well, my morning's your night and your night's my morning. And I told him that I was going to be speaking with you a bit later, and he said that if you and him had a fight, he could beat you. I wondered what your response was on that.
What kind of fight?
Well, you know, fist fight.
Oh.
In a ring.
Is he a boxer or a fighter? Or?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just what he reckons.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. I've got a few pounds on him. You know, I'm not a fighting kind of guy. But if Mark is throwing down the gauntlet, then we might need to have a cage match.
Okay. I'm really going to move on because I want to talk to you about Twitter. You're, you know, slowly becoming quite an expert on Twitter, or vastly becoming an expert. I'm probably the least knowledgeable person you know about Twitter. And I'm not saying that proudly. I'm almost quite ashamed to say it, but I'm hoping by the end of this call, you can kind of enlighten me. I have an account. I think I've written about four or five messages. I even have followers and following people, but I just don't get it at all. So before we go on, how you use it for marketing, can you just explain to us, what's the whole idea of Twitter and why are people just so addicted to it?
Well, the way I look at it is it's kind of like the water cooler of our century. The water cooler is in the office, and it's a place where people interact throughout the day. They get up to get a drink, and they meet there, and they're making coffee or having a drink, and they're talking about current events. So they're talking about silly things going on in their lives. Or they're talking about relationships. Or they're talking about what's going on in the business. It's just human interaction, and Twitter provides a common place for people to go and have that full spectrum of interaction, and in a very digestible format, because you can only type up to 140 characters at a time, and it allows a massive number of people to communicate and interact in a very compartmentalized part of a segment of time. And people use it for so many different things. There's ridiculous uses, where people actually Twitter every time that they're going to the bathroom or taking the dog for a walk. And then there's others who on the other side of the spectrum do nothing but blast out commercial messages. Of course, I think a healthy balance is required in order to have a successful Twitter experience. But the point is that people use it how they want to.
Right, I mean, taking it from the people who, the extreme of they go to the bathroom, but let's take a more, kind of interesting example. Let's say I went onto Twitter now, and you may be there yourself now, typing while talking to me, and say, look, I'm talking to Joel Comm on the phone about Twitter and marketing and various other things as well. Now, that, from what I understand, is the kind of message you put out there. Now, why would anyone be even slightly interested that I'm doing that?
Well, why would anybody in your real life be interested in what you're doing? Right? It's all about relationship. And people like transparency, and when you tell them some of the more mundane aspects of your life or engage on that level, it makes people feel closer to you. It endears people to you, and they see, hey, this is a real person. And hey, he's got some interests that are similar to mine, or I really disagree with him and I want to engage on that level. It's an opportunity to engage with many more people throughout the day than you ever would just living your life in your home or at your workplace. And because of that, your network can expand much greater. So I've got people following me on Twitter that I'll never meet face to face, but we interact, they know what I'm doing, I get to keep up with what they're doing, and when it comes time to use it for business, the more interesting you are, and the better job you've done of building those relationships, the more effective your marketing is going to be.
I understand about, building the relationships, and it's interesting you say that people do often, come to know you and like you more by hearing these details. I mean, quite seriously, my wife likes to know every single little detail about what I do, and it's not that she's obsessed with me or anything. It's just because, we love each other and we like to live each other's lives. But, literally, if I go to a shop, she likes to know what I buy and, the story that happened there, which may be totally irrelevant to anybody else. Is it the same kind of thing, with your Twitter followers that they start to want to know these little details as well, or is it something slightly different?
No, it really is. The way I use my Twitter account is a really healthy blend of it's a very natural extension of my life. It's not a destination, it's a journey. And I tweet when I feel the time, when I've got something to say. This morning I went down to Denver to do an interview on the Denver Morning News program. And so I took pictures from the seat where I was being interviewed and of the newscasters, and uploaded those with TwitPic and tweeted that. On the way back, I tweeted that it was interesting, and it was like, okay, here's something I want to talk about. At the same time, later tonight, I might say, I just had a macaroni and cheese for dinner. Really should have gone out for something good. And it's a combination of real life, because my life doesn't begin and end when I walk into the office, right? I don't become a different person when I'm doing business as I am when I'm being a friend or being with my family. They're all still me, and if I want to be transparent with the type of person I am, then I'm going to allow all those areas of my life to come through on Twitter.
So, do you have people following you both, from your personal life and also from your, professional life as well? Or do you have
Yes.
two separate accounts,
No.
or how do you handle that?
I do have multiple accounts for other reasons, but the Joelcom account is my primary account, and that's anybody who's interested in anything that I'm doing or anything I have to say, whether it's the mundane aspects of my life, or my family, or my travels, or my business, or my politics, or my silliness, whatever it is, those people all get the same stream from me. And so if you don't like some of it, you can unfollow, but I find that people who follow me for business also like to know about the other areas of my life.
Right, because it makes you a real person, I guess. I mean, we've spoken about kind of the practical element of why you're using it to build a relationship. Can you give us some, almost a case study or, a real life example of how you've actually used Twitter directly to make some money?
Well, it's really funny, as you said, what I just quoted there. I just tweeted that Twitter turned me into a real person. And I'm going to be really interested to see people coming back and what they have to say about that. It's a very natural flow. So, for example, people are tweeting me, telling me that they're enjoying the book, Twitter Power. Well, I'll tweet them back and I'll give them a tip, or I'll tell them about a contest we're having, or about the tweet-a-thon that we did last week, or about Wednesday, which I'm declaring official Twitter Power Day. And we'll give away copies of the book and gift certificates to Amazon. And so this all serves to engage people and then drive traffic to whatever page that event is represented by. It's been very effective.
So it's not necessarily a case of directly making money from Twitter for you. It's a case of almost of indirectly, or in the real world, what we call public relations.
Well, so that sometimes, and there's been other times that I've placed a link to an offer, whether it's an affiliate link to something that I feel is worthy of promotion, or whether it's my own product. And yes, we can track direct sales to those links.
So there's been I've seen a number of people really put down, whether it's Twitter or MySpace or Facebook, the number of hours you're actually putting aren't necessarily accountable from a business point of view.
Well,
Would you agree with that, or?
it depends how you're using it, right? Somebody like Comcast, a cable company here in the States, has somebody maintaining their account throughout the day, and it works as a help desk for them, and it's great customer service tool. So they should be on. Big companies that are using it have a lot of customers, and if people are interacting, then you want to interact back with them. Myself, I don't schedule out Twitter time. I use it throughout the day, on and off. I use it on my computer. I use it on my iPhone. Wherever is convenient, from home, for office. And I probably don't spend more than 20 minutes a day on Twitter. Now, there's some people that do, but that's the beauty of Twitter. You use it how you want to use it. And if somebody's on it so much that it's negatively affecting their business, then it's up to them to figure out what they're doing wrong and find a balance. But you don't have to spend a lot of time on Twitter to enjoy its effectiveness.
Right, I mean, 20 minutes a day is, almost nothing. So it does sound like it's, pretty effective for you, especially if it's giving you that, public relations boost. And I don't like to be cynical about these things, and I hope I'm not coming across as cynical. I'm really just trying to understand, what's going on in terms of Twitter, because, as I mentioned at the beginning, I'm, almost a Twitter virgin. I've never had. I've never spent much time doing it, and it's something I think I probably should be doing.
What's your Twitter account, Ben?
I don't even know. It's either Ben Schaffer or ShafferB1. I think I'm following you. I'm not sure.
There you are. Okay, now I'm following on you. And yeah, you're not really using it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a tweet out right now, and I'm going to tell people that they should follow you. So now you're going to have to come up with some content.
Right. So let's go for it. What should I say, do you think, is my first message?
Okay,
Or will
so
people contact me?
I'm going to say Schaffer B1 is a smart marketer. You should definitely follow him and engage. And I'm going to send that right now. And you've got 122 followers right now. So a few tips for you, Ben. First of all, I would change your username because Schaffer B1 is neither a name nor a brand. And you can go into your settings and you can look for other names that are available. And I would either go with, your name in some configuration that's not already being used, or a brand or a company name that you want to be, attached with. Then I would create a background of some kind other than the generic Twitter background. If you'll look at my background, user ID is Joel.com. You can actually swipe that background because the dimensions are what you want to use when you create your own background, so it doesn't tile and so it looks good. And you'll find a lot of people are using something similar where it's got a sidebar with a picture and maybe your blog and your other social media. And this will dress up your page and people will, I think, take you more seriously. And then start delivering content. Right now you could tweet that you're doing a call with @Joel.com on Twitter. Brilliant, right? And you can then tell people when it's going to be, where they can download it when it's available. And then tell people that you're having a great day at home with your kids. And mix in, then tell, maybe you found a story, a link, a new website, a new application. Share that information with people and seek to bring massive value through your Twitter account. When you do that, people are going to follow you and they're going to bring value back, and your circle is going to expand, your influence is going to broaden, and you're going to find that Twitter is a very valuable tool. You're going to see that Twitter is powerful.
Right. It's a very interesting area, and I'm actually a lot more excited about it now than I was at the beginning of the call, because I'm really getting some ideas on how I can use it, and as you say, build up my brand and build up awareness about stuff that I am doing, and the names I'm seeing are twittering, really quite amazing. Even on my account, we're talking big names. That's very exciting as well. I mean, people complain a lot about how difficult it is to get in touch with people to give them JVs, but I guess this is, a classic example of a way where you can get people to JV with you, or at least consider your request.
Absolutely. And and then seek out people that you want to follow. Use search.twitter.com to look for keywords that are in your area. And then interact with the people who are tweeting on your topic and follow them and bring value to the conversation. And they're going to follow you. And pretty soon, you've got relationships that you're developing, new friends all over the world. And they can become your greatest evangelists.
Right. You, as I think you mentioned, earlier, you have written a book about Twitter. Can you just tell us a bit about it and how it came about and the kind of successes and feedback that you have had from
Yeah,
it?
absolutely. I wrote a report over a year ago on Twitter, and it was downloaded just thousands and thousands of times. And Wiley Publishing came to me, John Wiley and Sons came to me in September of 2008 and said, "We would like you to write the definitive guide on Twitter for business. There's just not one out there. If you go to the bookstores, there's nothing on the shelves." And so I said, "Let's do it." We got it done in 2 months. And the book is now in bookstores everywhere. Of course, you can get it on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Borders as well. It's called Twitter Power: How to Dominate Your Market One Tweet at a Time. The foreword was written by none other than Anthony Robbins, and he's on Twitter now. And all the feedback we're getting on this book, it's people are getting through the first 20 pages and they're saying, "Holy cow, I've learned so much. I'm going to go apply." And of course, once they get through the whole book, it's 245 pages, their eyes are totally open to how they can leverage Twitter for their business. And if they don't want to use it for their business, even just for fun, But the purpose of the book is really to help businesses, both the solo entrepreneur and, home business person, to the large corporations, really leverage the Twitter power.
Right, sounds absolutely great. So if I want to go and purchase this ebook, sorry, it's not an ebook, is it? This print book, what's the best place to go and buy it?
Well, whoever your favorite bookseller is,
Right, it's everywhere then.
it's everywhere. Yeah, I mean, we recommend either Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or Borders.com.
Right. Okay, that's great. Is there a website address where people can find out more about it, or is it
Yeah,
really just those pages?
absolutely. TwitterPower.com is the site that we've set up that can tell you about the book, some of the Twitter-related events, and really excited about, like I say, Wednesday, March 4th is Twitter Power Day, and I'm actually going to be on doing a live Ustream for 6 hours and interacting with people on Twitter and spreading the gospel of Twitter, as it were.
Right. I can see it's out in audiobook as well. Okay, I'm gonna end in a couple of minutes. I just want to give out the website address once again, because I can see, there's lots of information about the ebook here and also about, Twitter in general. The website address to go to is Twitter, that's TWITTER power.com. That's one word, twitterpower.com. And if you want to know any more about Twitter and how you can use it and how you can use it to dominate your market, then you should definitely go there and you'll find a link in order to purchase the book. So, thank you very much, Joel. It's really appreciated. I love you having you on the line. We must do it more.
Absolutely.
And any last words?
If you're not using Twitter and you don't get it, it's fine. Just jump in, start following and interacting with people, and it will become very clear to you in short order.
Great. Thank you very much indeed, Joe.
You bet. Bye-bye, man.
Goodbye.